Elliot McPherson, Jack Spence play in Birmingham on Saturday night. So this must be something you've been looking forward to for a long time. I know a lot of fans of the Dexter team have been. I mean, what do you typically look forward to with these? And I don't know if one-off show is the right term to use, but what do you guys, when you play so rarely, look forward to about these shows?
We just try to survive the moment, you know, because it's really hard to play one-off shows, you know. It's easy when you're on tour to get in the groove of things and can do those with a lot of confidence, but, you know, we're trying to play new material and stuff, so it's a little sketchy, but the reason we're doing the shows is because we're together all this week. So we finished up a bunch of material that I'd written earlier in the week in Buell, and then we spent 3 days there, and then we've been in Nashville for 3 days recording the stuff that we rehearsed up. And so then we play tonight in Nashville, and then we play tomorrow night in Birmingham, and then we get back with our real lives.
Well, what can you tell us about what you guys have been recording? How's that gone?
Man, it's going really good. We started off with, 20-something songs, and then we just carefully whittled it down to about 11 or 12 of the strongest ones, and, you know, I sort of brought the ideas to the table, and everybody's just done their part and helped me make them as strong as they can be. And we're recording with Mark Nevers. He's kind of like a legendary sort of Nashville figure, anti-establishment Nashville figure. And he really seems to like the rock, so we're just trying to give it to him, you know.
Is there anything that's particularly anti-establishment about these sessions or recordings?
No, I don't think there's anything particularly rebellious. You know, a lot of the things have sort of got a few little gospel themes here and there. I guess that stuff's not particularly very popular anymore, but that's always been a part of our band and what we do. You know, it's hard to get away from those Southern spiritual overtones, you know. And so that may be something that's sort of anti-establishment, you know, because I don't think that the mainstream secular world would really think much of that. And I think also the Christian community probably wouldn't think very much about a rowdy band like us, including those sorts of themes as part of what we write about. But that's just the way it is.
Is it difficult or is it pretty seamless when you guys sort of pick up where you left off, whether you're playing sessions and in a studio together or if you're playing a live show like you will tonight and on Saturday? What's that transition like to get back together again and start playing?
It's pretty easy. I mean, we got to work our way into it, but man, it's just, you know, we've been doing this for so long, and we just have a good, me and Patton especially, we just sort of have a good feel and understanding for where we're at. I wouldn't go as far as saying that we can read each other's minds or anything like that, because it's, you know, we have to work at it. Even the older material, when you've been away from it for a while, and then you come back, you know, you got to sort of dig your heels in and know what you're doing. But it's easy, man. It's fun. That's the main thing. Is it's just a lot of fun, and I just love these dudes, and we're best friends, and so pleased with the lineup to have Taylor. And because, you know, went to Europe with Taylor, and he played guitar with us. This was, I guess, a decade ago. I don't know. He was real young at the time. And, you know, he's just sort of always been a part of our band, but not really been a member. And now he is a member. And you know, he's very opinionated, and he's got very strong ideas. And it's real weird, because it's like we're kind of have five alpha males in the band. And so, you know, what's interesting about that is that sounds like it's a recipe for disaster, but I think because we respect each other and we're friends, it turns into, you know, pretty great group of creative spirits. And so that's kind of where we're at with the band, you know.
Could you remind me what lineup we will see on Saturday in Birmingham specifically?
Yeah, it's me, Matt Patton, Brad Armstrong from 13 Ghosts, Tyler Hollingsworth from the Mystic Valley Band, and he obviously has got several solo bands and stuff that he does. And then, I guess I mentioned Matt, you know, he plays with the Truckers. Took the lead off Brian Gosden. So, same lineup it's been for years, just adding Taylor.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, so I spoke to Matt recently before his trucker show in Tuscaloosa, and we talked about the differences, you know, the transition that he made from the Dexa Teens to truckers, you know, on a touring basis and recording basis. And he mentioned that the Dexa Teens usually have a pretty firm set list for shows because you guys perform so rarely. Why is it important for you guys to prepare that much and make the performances that you do have so special for people and yourselves?
Well, you know, we don't typically do that. I mean, I think what he was probably saying is that we stick to the same set because we rarely get together. I think that was probably the point he was making. But what's happening now is that we've got two records that are unreleased, and so we just know it's time to change that up. So we'll obviously, you know, have the front of the set and the back of the set with old familiars, and then fill in the middle with new stuff on both of these records. So, you know, that's probably what Matt was saying, is that, you know, we usually stick to the same set. And the reason we usually do is because we just get up and hammer right through it. You know, for the most part, it's muscle memory. So,
well, what do you know about this venue? I mean, this is the first time you guys have played there. Are you looking forward to anything specifically about Saturn?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing it. I've heard lots of good stuff about it. They say it's beautiful and, like, really well done. Brian Teasley's behind it. I'm sure that that's true. And then, you know, the place we're playing tonight is the same thing. It's the Basement East, which we didn't even realize until we got up here. You know, the Basement is an old familiar place for us to play, but they've grown and opened up a new operation across town. And I think it's like a 400 capacity venue or something, and it's supposed to be really nice too. And they've just opened up, and everybody in Nashville is really excited about it. We're always going there, so it's pretty cool for us because, you know, as you know, we. No stranger to dive bars and stuff, and I do like dive bars. They're fun. It's definitely we definitely fit right in those sorts of places because people enjoy to see rock shows in dive bars. But on the other hand, it's really nice to go and play when you've got an adequate sound system and you know and you've got you know just a few little amenities. It's nice for us and for the people going to see us in a you know a real venue or whatever.
Well, Elliot, can't wait for the show on Saturday. It's at Saturn in Birmingham. Really appreciate it, and have a great show.
Cool, man. Thank you very much. Roll Tide.